A world-first helium microscope has been developed by a team of researchers in Newcastle, opening the door to new scientific discoveries. The new microscope allows scientists to study delicate plant and animal samples without damaging or changing them. Joanna Nicholson reports.
It's a scientific game changer that's taken 20 years to develop. Associate Professor Paul Dastoor leads a team of researchers at the University of Newcastle.
We're very excited because to be able to image surfaces completely non-destructively is something that's perhaps been missing in the area of microscopy for a long time.
Delicate structures are damaged under existing microscopes that use light or electrons. The new microscope uses helium and is inspired by the classic design of a pinhole camera. A single beam of helium atoms forms the image without damaging the sample.
The helium atoms can't penetrate the sample at all. They literally just tickle the outermost electrons of the surface. And so now we can image a whole variety of delicate materials, things like archaeological materials, organic materials, pharmaceutical materials, biological materials.
Delicate structures such as butterfly wings, bee eyes or spider fangs can now be viewed under a microscope without being damaged. The new invention also has ramifications for major industries like solar energy, defence and information technology, and it will be useful in the study of explosives, which can become unstable under conventional microscopes.
We're able to image samples without damaging them at all. And so that allows us to image a whole set of materials that would be delicate, or in the case of explosives, could go off in a conventional energetic beam microscope. So we're quite excited to be able to look at a variety of new materials that are vulnerable to damage using the new scanning helium microscope.
Experts who use microscopes are excited. Stephen Moody is an electron microscopist at the University of Sydney. He says the key difference with this new microscope is the interaction with the sample surface.
Because the helium is not an ion, it's not charged, it's interacting with the surface in a different way. And it's that interaction that is interesting, and it can let us probe different surface phenomena.
Professor Paul Dastoor says it will open new scientific windows.
What we know from the past is that every time we've had a new microscopy developed, and these tend to come around once in a generation, we've been able to shed new light on the scientific world. I mean, for example, without the light microscope, we wouldn't understand how bacteria work. Without the electron microscope, we wouldn't have been able to shed all that light on nanotechnology. In terms of the atom beam microscope, we don't know exactly what we're going to learn, or indeed what the critical applications may well be, but we're very excited to find out what they are, and we're certainly convinced that it will open new windows onto the scientific world.
The microscope was jointly developed by the University of Newcastle and the University of Cambridge.
Joanna Nicholson reporting.